this show, a little bit about me. This is called Mandatory Detention, because for the time that I'm with you until the time that you leave, you're gonna have to be here. Mandatory detention, and you're gonna have to go through groups, and you're gonna have to go through a lot of other type of ways to help you get parole. And the good thing is that when you get this parole that I got in my mandatory detention, it's like, that's going to be the tools that you're going to use. That's going to be the tools that you're going to need. That's going to keep you free. And it's going to keep you free from a prison of self-expression and self-hate. Be free from that. Okay, so like, life is not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, you sit there in a cell, in a dorm, you sit there in jail, and you be like, damn, when I get out, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to take the world by storm. I'm about to just be on my bullshit, and that's it, you know? And then you be like, you know, I also got to be doing the right thing. So I'm going to take the same focus that I had on negativity, and I'm going to put it to positivity. And a lot of us, we can go and we can get out there and we can take whatever negative energy we had. Like, well, I'm always use me, for instance. Whatever negative energy I had when I was doing drugs and running the street and trying to get that money to get them drugs, I'm going to use that same energy and motivation to get up in the morning, go to work, and you know what I'm saying? Work on my other shit, my other dreams that I have. Because when I was using drugs, I ain't just rob people. I ain't just sell pussy. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking do it, ladies and gentlemen, you know? Nah, I did anything I could for money. So now I'm doing anything I could for money too, you know? So other than working, I'm trying to wait for a library to open so I could just sit down and do a just big edit. And I know I should have a laptop, and a couple of people told me you should have a laptop, but I don't want to have a laptop, not right now. Not right now. I don't want to have a laptop. I want to be able to still be as mobile as I can, because I think I need to be a lot more physically fit. I don't know how to do this without it locking, so I might sound a little ADHD, or I might stop at certain points. Just bear with me. I just want to just talk to my people for a minute. I'm probably going to post this on Facebook and shit, because, like, I was thinking about keeping it real. This program I used to go to when I was locked up, and we used to like praise in, we were like, you know, say, hi, my name is Clara, I'm an addict, and I'm so happy to be here, and, you know, I'm focused on working on my case to get out of here, because I know when I come out, I'm gonna become somebody. And I really sat there, yo, a lot, and was like, yo, I'm gonna get out of jail, and I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. I want to get out. I want to work. And I want to, you know, have my crib and shit like that. But somewhere along the way, I got the job, you know what I'm saying? But somewhere along the way, I got, like, I don't know, I got distracted. I got fogged in. I got caught up into a rat race that I stopped writing for a while. I stopped doing a lot of shit for a while. I stopped even climbing for a while. And I used to want to get a climb in, like, once a month. So I was like, let me just do a podcast. Because believe it or not, the other day I went to go get me a pair of glasses. No, as a matter of fact, it was yesterday I went to go get me a pair of glasses. And I was like, you know, I got to go through major renovations, because I feel like I'm here, I'm out. And, all right, yeah, I'm working, but now I gotta do something further. You know what I'm saying? I can't just, like, just stay and be like, oh, it's good enough that I'm here and I'm working because I'm talented and I don't have anything holding me back as far as not being able to go places or do whatever I want to do, you know? So I'm just going to be in a little under repairs for a minute. Probably going to be under repairs for like about 6 or 7 months. But don't worry. When I come back, you know, my bounce back. I was telling somebody too the other day, you got to have a clap back, a snap back, a comeback. To, you know, just really be able to focus and make it in this world. You know, and I believe all that is strong with me. Yeah, it's probably so strong that it makes a lot of people question their character. You know, don't let somebody like me question your character where you have to take time out your day and be like, oh, that fucking bitch. That's not fair, especially since I've been, you know, because I made up the hashtag Violation Saturday, Violation Friday. You know, used to like my little violations and stuff like that. But I've gotten so much humble in my old age that I keep myself from violating people on a daily basis. Like, y'all know how I am, my metaphors, especially people like that been following me or people that know me. Y'all know, I can really get on a tangent and say some bullshit to people, but not even gonna get on the level. So I let them rock. And you know, I'm nice. You gotta be nice, be nice, be nice, be nice. So it's time to destroy them. Let's take a break from our sponsors. I'll be back, you know, with something else to discuss. Alright, so we back and shit. And, let's talk about relationships. Let's talk about relationships because a lot of y'all motherfuckers got the game fucked up. Y'all got the game fucked up for real. Like, a lot of y'all think, oh, the nigga's cute. He pussy real good. He fuck real good. That's my man. I don't want nobody to talk into him. I don't want, Bitch, let's get it together. If you don't feel like you speaking truth into a nigga, you don't feel like when you with that man, you trying to help him grow or he makes you grow in certain areas. If you feel like he's always taking and you always giving, and I'm not talking cash, because come on, cash is anything. Anybody could get cash. Anybody could get money. You know what I'm saying? If you know the right person, you can even go to your parents and be like, oh, I need this much money, and your parents most likely fucking give it to you. But I'm talking about when you giving of yourself, when you the one making all the sacrifices, and you the one that's putting everybody's needs before your own, just to have harmony, man. Or when you let outsiders, a lot of bitches be thinking, oh, some niggas cute, get in a relationship, the nigga misrepresents himself, and he's not who the nigga's supposed to be. He turned out to be a big fucking drug addict or a big criminal type shit. And you don't know till it's too late and you're not able to help them. Or you think you got what it takes to help somebody and you unequipped to do it. A lot of you people fucking feel like, oh, this person would be better off if he was with this type of woman and that type of woman. Now, realizing that that type of woman and this type of woman is not who the nigga needs. That's just a bitch that makes him look good in the outside, but in the inside, you're still dealing with the same demons, and a lot of fighting and chaos and calamity comes in, you know? So really think, when you call somebody your man or something like that, are you breathing life into that man? Or is he just like somebody you fucking, you know what I'm saying? And are you willing to just commit? A lot of people don't want to commit. A lot of people want to say they want to settle down, but they don't want to commit. And by commitment, I mean like they're not willing to make the sacrifice. They'll just, you know, not get too attached to all the details. And it's like, I don't know, I can't half-step on something. So if I'm going to call you my friend, I'm going to call you this, I'm going to call you that, I'm going to be straight, 100% fully loyal and committed to whatever I say our relationship is. And even if we have a casual friendship or something like that, boundaries will always be in place, because a lot of people don't know how to put down boundaries. And I'd rather be go crazy because I don't allow people to cross my boundaries than not have boundaries and have people think that they can control me and justify it by I'm a good person because I'm letting somebody control me now. I'll be a crazy, uncontrollable bitch for the rest of my life, because I noticed that a lot of things that people want to control is their inadequacies, insecurities, and fucking hidden secrets of shit that they don't want to fucking put out there. So, yeah. Again, let's pay some of these fucking bills, and we'll be right back with our final segment. And before I leave you guys, I want to leave you with the thought and the belief that somewhere out there, I'm here. I'm here to cheer you on. I'm here to listen to you. And I'm here to just help you see things in another direction when you're disagreeing with someone. Because sometimes you need a different eye to things. But, like, I'm always here for my friends. So when I say that you're my friend, 100%, I am your friend. I am there if you need me. And I don't make excuses. I just make time. I make efforts. And when I see people ain't matching my efforts, I don't match their efforts. I stop caring. And I'm a loner by nature. Like, I always like being by myself because that's just how I do. I like to go in and out. And a lot of times people drag me when they walk with me. So I like to be alone. And being a loner gives me a lot of time to observe the interactions that other people have with each other, because it makes me solidify the fact like, oh, this is why I don't like people. This is why I don't like being around people. Because you give people a chance and all of a sudden, there's some type of dilemma, some type of drama. And there's always some little game people play. I play games too. So I'm not going to act like I'm libre de juegos malignos, because I'm not. But I don't deliberately do juegos malignos to people. Some people just do it because they want to take somebody off their truth and square, because that's not the truth they believe in. I be so stubborn. So much stuff in my life. Ain't nothing could take me off my truth and square. I've been too long trying to fix everything that everybody says, oh, she's crazy.
Well, you know what? I think I actualized my mental illness by at least 80%. I mean, I still have traces of trauma, but it's not as crazy as other people meant to say, you know? So, like, I always got a comeback for shit. And that's important to have a comeback because people are gonna wanna bring you down and you won't have to stand up. And by standing up is sometimes standing up for yourself in a small microaggression kind of way. You know, because a lot of the times my microaggressions, like with a look alone, I'm able to make a motherfucker fear me. And I'm not even a violent type because I tell myself every day that I will not do harm when I do my Tai Chi in the morning. So my intent is never to do harm. It's always to be loving, supportive, and bring out that positive energy, be that change, and be that niceness that we need in the world in order for all of us to be great. And again, I'm glad that you guys had time to sit in my little Keeping It Real group. And I hope to see you guys again soon.